Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I was reading a book by an old-timey revivalist, and he had listed a bunch of sins in his book and said to read the list three times. So to humor him, you know, he's long dead, but anyway, I read it through three times. The first time I was so glad because none of those sins was in my life, and I felt so good. And the second time I read it, I felt very spiritual because I could see a few sins, and I thought, well, you're so humble, you can recognize a couple of sins. And third time I read it, Susie, I saw every sin in the list in my life. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the most painful revelation. God just peeled me back like an onion, layer after layer, sin that I had no idea was in my life. I was in ministry, you know, and when I confessed and repented and we went through all of that, then God indicated he was finished. And I asked him, are you sure? You know, this feels terrible, but I don't, you know, I want to get this over with, and I want it to be deep, and the Lord let me know that he was finished. And as a result, there was a renewed focus, vision, passion. I believe there was an increase of spiritual power. There was a depth in my understanding. But in this book, The Daniel Prayer, I've taken that time of confession, divided it in three ways, so that I list sins for our nation that we can confess as though the national sins are ours, sins for the church, and I've listed those that we could stand in the gap for our church, and then personal sins. But to go through and read those three times, each one, and see if God will begin to shine the light of his truth into your own heart, because, you know, repentance actually, Susie, I think is a gift. And we can want to repent, we can want to rend our hearts, but in my experience, he had to just put me through the fire. And it was an Isaiah 6 experience where God took that coal from the altar and he pressed it on my lips. It was painful, searing, scorching pain, but the cleansing that came as a result and the infusion of his spirit was worth every bit of the pain. And I believe, if I could say this, I might be an example of the church. I might be a symbol of the church, that what God wanted to do in me, I think he wants to do in the church as a whole. And the church, of course, is you and me. We are the church. But I believe God is wanting us to have a depth in our repentance and our relationship with him, that then we can be filled with his spirit, that we can live for him in this last hour in such a way that we would make a difference in our culture and in our country and even in the world. For the church to be the church, to give a certain sound, you know, when the trumpet blows, if it gives an uncertain sound, nobody knows what to do. And right now people look at the church, they have no idea what it stands for. And wouldn't it be wonderful if the church once again was known as a place of love and compassion and healing and a place for the gospel, where you could find hope, where you could find reconciliation with God, where you could find peace, where you could find the truth about how to get to heaven.
Amen.
So, it's up to you and me, I think.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.